Well, we've just hit some high spots here. Are some things you'd like to talk about, summarize, or talk about? Such a wide variety of activities took place.
Yeah.
So many people involved. We've seen it expand in so many ways as a result of the influence there.
Well, I think one of the consequences of the Rad Lab and then later the Tri-Service Electronics Labs provided a model for what later became the Materials Research Laboratories that were funded through ARPA, I think, mainly. They had the same property. In other words, they had in universities, they would set up a research center in a field of interest to the Defense Department. And then they would give stable funding, local control, initiation of projects without having to have a lot of prior activity, reports on it, and if they were doing a good job, their funding would be continued. So I think it led to the model of the institutionally managed research projects. Now, this is very much opposed to the desires of most of the scientists who want to have it controlled by committees and peer review. They want to have project by project review by a peer of outside scientists who then say whether NSF or DOD or something can finance some particular project. It's called a peer review control. The other picture is the radiation lab, the control systems lab, and the materials lab. Control is in the director. And if you want to work on a project, all you have to do is convince the director that you need to have $10,000 to do this or $100,000 sometimes to do that. And if he's got the money, he's got the authority to use it. So there's a real clash of cultures between the management on the part of the university, in this case, control in the hands of the professors. And they much prefer the professors, particularly the ones that are on all the committees and make all the decisions. And they don't trust. And the problem is, of course, that universities in general do not have any command organization. There's no authoritative control. Department heads are just, all they ever do is hire, and maybe sometimes fire people. They don't really control projects. They don't trust. University doesn't trust local management. They trust only the peers to review whether what they're doing is good or bad. So it has produced a real clash, and I think a very desirable one. It's shown that if you give a local university the opportunity to have a good manager of, say, a materials lab, that you get first-rate research without having a bunch of peer control projects. Mm-hmm. You get much better interdisciplinary cooperation. You get all sorts of advantages. So I think it has had a big effect on that it's a radiation lab has encouraged management control R&D. One of the main things I did when I was DDR&E, responsible for technology, research and technology, I insisted that they establish for every of the in-house laboratories a budget of 10% of the total budget was available to the director of the laboratory for an initiation of projects, which he felt would be of value to the supporting service. It did not have to be received prior control. Most of their work was done in support of existing systems and to requirements. He had this initiation of a certain percentage. And a number of very brilliant things were done with those by those laboratories, controlled by the directors, the local directors of the laboratories.